Cody, along with the interim police chief, the Marion County Commission, the Marion County Sheriff, along with the detective on the case, claiming that the actions that took place back on August 9th of last year caused her damages. According to the court documents and the defendant, they say the lawsuits include all the co-conspirators in having unconstitutional efforts to deny Ms. Zorn her right under the First and Fourth Amendments of the United States Constitution. They say that Zorn, who had a medical history of seizures, had suffered grand mal seizures within the day of the raid, along with driving her into, quote, extreme depression and anxiety. She is seeking $950,000 in punitive damages plus attorney fees.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust, guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864. Or LoneStarTransfer.com.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-American Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-American Network is here for you.
It's more news coming out of Spirit AeroSystems with the ongoing investigations on the manufacturing of airplanes to make sure that they are up to code for the FAA. As Spirit AeroSystems had released an update yesterday on what's being described on the latest investigation as a, quote, non-conformity manufacturing issue that was connected with an identified problem of a fuselage on some of the 737 jets. They say the problem was revealed when a Spirit employee in Wichita told his manager that two holes may not have been drilled to certain specifications. In a statement from the company, they say, quote, Spirit notified Boeing last week of a nonconformity one of our employees identified as a standard in these situations. Engineering reviewed the nonconformity to determine any requirement follow-up actions. Engineering determined that there is no safety of flight issue. The engineering review is ongoing as we expect a final disposition this week. This process will define a course of action at that time of any required repairs and will have a recommended solution. Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson, U.S. Senator from Nebraska. Pete Ricketts visited central Nebraska earlier this week as he held his Meet with Pete event, which made stops in Aurora and Holdridge. He spoke about a bevy of different issues that are affecting central Nebraska, but also addressed some of the problems in Washington. He spoke with KSNB Local 4.
What we have to do is get back to a regular appropriations process, and Leader Schumer has not allowed us to do that. In fact, if you think about it, the 12 appropriations bills that we use to fund government every year, we've only passed three of those, and we only passed those after the end of our fiscal year.
In other news, Jonathan Carson, a former Kearney High girls basketball coach, is suing Amber Garner, one of the elementary school teachers, for slander and invasion of privacy. After resigning, Carson said at a Kearney school board meeting that the district's investigation into accusations of inappropriate behavior against him were a tactical witch hunt, implying that he had been forced to resign. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there when you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County residents now have access to public transportation with two vans available based in Washington. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging is helping coordinate and will also serve as dispatch for the services. Karen Wilson talks about the program.
As an agency on aging, we do annual needs assessments, and one of the needs that has come up consistently in all of our areas is transportation. We offer general public transportation in Brown and Jackson counties currently in our service area, and there was a need in Washington County. So it is general public transportation, so it's open to anyone who lives in Washington County, and we will take riders anywhere basically that they need to go, as long as we can do it during the work days. We're excited to help fill that need. It's very challenging, especially if you're going to a medical appointment and you need someone to drive you. You might not have family or friends available to take you to those appointments. So this is just another resource available. The other thing is both of our vans are ADA accessible, so they do have wheelchair securement. So anybody that is in need of assistance or is using a mobility device, vans are equipped to transport pretty much anywhere they need to go. Since we're pretty new still, we do have a lot of availabilities, but the sooner they know, the better. For example, for somebody here in Hiawatha, sometimes we're booked a week out. If you know it's a medical appointment in 2 weeks, we recommend you call as soon as you know that you need a ride. We do try our best to do same day and next day calls if we can, but it is a first come, first serve system. All dispatching for all of our locations is done out of our office in Hiawatha. They can call our general public transportation number. It's 785-742-7153.
Again, the number for those requesting transportation is 785-742-7153. K-State Extension will host local food producer workshops in four Kansas locations, including a live stream at Clay County. Designed to help farmers and small food businesses that sell products direct to consumer or through other local marketing channels, such as farmers markets, restaurants, grocery stores, and farm stands. The agenda for each workshop includes updates on the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program and Double Up Food Bucks Program, discussion on regulations associated with selling local meat, poultry, eggs, and produce, as well as marketing and business development opportunities. The workshop's co-sponsored by the Kansas Center for Sustainable Agriculture and Alternative Crops and Kansas Department of Agriculture. The live stream this Friday, February 9th, begins at 9 a.m. at the Clay County Fairgrounds in Clay Center. RSVP the Clay County Extension Office at 785-632-5335. Due to rescheduled Valley Heights basketball games Monday evening, the monthly USD 498 board meeting will be rescheduled for February 21st. At 7 p.m. Mercy Meals, Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas for the Blue Rivers area, will be packing 60,000 meals on Monday, February 19th at the Odell Community Building. They're in need of volunteers. They'll run at least four lines on each of six shifts of 2 hours per shift from 10 a.m. through 8 p.m. Help on the cleanup shift also appreciated. Volunteers may call the State Bank of Odell at 402-766-3720 to sign up for a shift. You can learn more on their Facebook site, Mercy Meals Odell. They'll be packing meals on Monday, February 19th, and are in need of volunteers. Volunteers may call the State Bank of Odell at 402-766-3720. City of Marysville Water Department advising they'll disconnect water at 707 South 6th Street for a couple of hours Wednesday morning beginning around 9 a.m. Water may be off for a couple of hours in the neighborhood of 707 South 6th Street Wednesday morning. Mildred A. Broxterman, age 95, of Axtell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with the Axtell Andrew Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mildred Broxterman. Mary Ann Bonning, age 93, passed away February 3rd at Camden to Missouri. Graveside service is planned February 15th at the Hanover Cemetery at 2:30, with the visitation February 15th from 10 to 2 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Ann Bonning. William Red J. Broadston, age 71, of Marysville, passed away January 24th. Graveside services planned Saturday, February 24th, 10:30 at the Morroville Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for William Red Broadston. Gloria G. Hilton, age 94, of Greenleaf, passed away January 15th. A funeral service is planned Saturday, February 17th, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Visitation 9:30 till 10:30. The burial at St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gloria Hilton. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, mashed potatoes, peas, and apple rings. Tomorrow, ham with Baby Baker's Scandinavian blend and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still staying warmer but breezy today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A chance for some rain showers overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then mostly clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine continues into Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Then a slight chance for some rain and snow showers into Friday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s and staying cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still mostly sunny into Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s and then staying clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Then more sunshine possible into Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 73, the average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:29. Sunset this evening at 5:54. 48 degrees this hour. Winds out of the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 7th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Valentine's Day is an opportunity to show those who are dear to you just how much you really care. At Reflections Hallmark, you'll find the sweetest ways to say, I love you. Candy and chocolates, plush, cuddly warmies and lotions, and Duke Cannon products for the gentlemen. Don't forget the grandkids. Someone's got to spoil them too. Pick up a funny or meaningful Valentine's Day card to top it off. Reflections Hallmark.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store in downtown Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Doc Rivers dropped to 1-4 as Bucks head coach in Milwaukee's 114-106 loss to the Suns in Phoenix. Post-game, Rivers said his squad is gaining confidence.
The defensive confidence is absolutely growing, and that's a big thing for this team. They can get that confidence. That takes us to a different level.
Kyrie Irving once again entertained Brooklyn Nets fans in his return to Barclays Center. He scored a game-high 36 and made a few highlight plays in the 119-107 Mavs victory.
I felt like I was home tonight, getting here early, warming up, just getting a good sense of the rims and the atmosphere, what it was going to be like, and just mentally preparing myself for the game.
The Bulls stormed back in the second half against the T-Wolves, outscoring Minnesota in the third and fourth quarters and in overtime to win 129-123. The Jazz shocked the Thunder 124-117, and the Knicks beat the Grizzlies 123-113. Upsets are becoming a regular thing for the teams in the NCAA men's top 25. Third-ranked North Carolina hosting unranked Clemson.
Tigers win it here in Chapel Hill. Clemson wins it over North Carolina 80-76.
The call on the Clemson Tigers radio network. Number one, UConn beat Butler 71-62. Fifth-ranked Houston topped Oklahoma State 79-63. And number 13, Baylor outscored 23rd-ranked Texas Tech 79-73. NHL, the Oilers look to win their 17th game in a row on the road at Las Vegas.
Gets it in the right corner, behind the goal. Marchessault to Stephenson, he scores!
The call on KKGK, the Golden Knights cool off the Oilers 3-1. The Flames top the Bruins 4-1. Devils beat the Avalanche 5-3. The Flyers edge the Panthers 2-1. And the Stars skated by the Sabres 2-1. This is Rich Cancer, ABC Sports.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls action. Hanover beat Clifton Clyde 57-44, Valley Heights over Lynn 47-40. Blue Valley bested Washington County 50-46, Axtell topped Pawnee City 56-28, and Centralia took St. Mary's 47-41. Marysville girls edge Rock Creek 49-46. Chapman surprised Wamega 45-33. Concordia over Abilene 49-37. And Clay Center beat Republic County 66-41. In boys action, Clifton Clyde downs Hanover 58-36. Lynn edged Valley Heights in overtime 54-53. Blue Valley defeated Washington County 71-47. Axtell over Pawnee City 61-57. Centralia wins over St. Mary's 71-59. Marysville boys beat Rock Creek 55-39. Abilene over Concordia 61-32. Clay Center topped Republic County 67-26.
For Valentine's, Owens Originals has flowers, candy, green and blooming plants, balloons, stuffed animals, and Washington clay pottery. You're sure to find something unique and affordable for all of your Valentine's at Owens Originals. And they'll deliver. Just call or stop by for details. Owens Originals Florist on the Square in Washington.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stocks closed higher a day after some big losses. The Dow rose 141 points, while the NASDAQ and the S&P both called it a day up 11 points. For the second time in as many days, we're getting a bleak look at credit card debt. The New York Federal Reserve says more than 3% of outstanding debt was in some stage of delinquency. Oh, the tax man, you may want to pay up as soon as you can. The IRS says it expects to collect hundreds of billions of dollars in overdue and unpaid taxes thanks to additional funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. The NTSB says bolts, which helped secure a panel of the Alaska Airlines Boeing 737, were missing before the panel blew off in mid-flight last month. Alaska and United are the only U.S. carriers that use a particular model of the MAX. Both have been returning their planes to service since the FAA approved guidelines for inspections of the part. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's get you a nice recap of how things wrapped up yesterday at the closing bell. It was mostly mixed through the grain, slightly mixed to slightly higher in the livestock. It was a big day for both live and feeder cattle markets. February live cattle finished up 327, trading at 183 per hundredweight. April was at 186.07. That was a gain of 372 on the day. Similar large gains in the feeder cattle markets as well. March feeder cattle up 392 to 246.67. April was up 345 to 251.70. A bit lower in the hogs, though. February lean hogs down 92 at 73.47. April dropped 95 cents down to 81.25. It was a mixed day in the grains. Of course, we've got USDA supply and demand report coming out tomorrow, and kind of still waiting on that. Kind of some uncertainty yesterday. Two-sided trade saw lower numbers in the corn. March corn through the overnight session, currently down 4.5 at 434 and a quarter. May at 447 a bushel. That's down 3.5 cents this morning. Kansas City wheat also slightly lower after a higher finish to the day yesterday. March KC wheat down a penny at 617 and a half. May's down 1 cent as well at 614 and three quarters. Oats are a bit higher here this morning after a double-digit gain yesterday. So building on that, March oats up 1 1/4 to 379 and a quarter. May at 371. That's up just a quarter cent. And some pressure in the soybeans. That is off of the recent forecast and the weather down in the South American region, which is posing better for Argentinian and Brazilian soybeans. March beans right now down 14 at 1185 and a half. May trading at 1194 and a half. That's down 13 and three quarters just through the overnight session, so certainly giving up a lot of yesterday's gains. March soybean meal down 610 to 352.70. Soy oil is still a bit higher this morning. March soybean oil up 8 points at 46.02. Cotton had a higher finish to the day yesterday, but lower through the overnights. March cotton down 18 at 87.36. And briefly, just now into the metals, we see April gold down 380 at 2,047.60. March silver down 13 at 22.34, and the dollar index down 11 at 103.95.
Bids are being accepted for the Frank Feldhausen Trust on two properties in Herkimer Township east of Bremen. The first is 123 acres tillable production. The second, 10 acres in the southeast corner, includes house and outbuildings. For inspection or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brenninger in Marysville. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, February 16th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brenninger for more details, inspection, and bidding information.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Kansas agriculture producers can potentially keep more money in their pockets when capitalizing on self-employment tax options. K-State and Washburn Professor of Law Roger McOwen gives a general overview and relays the most frequently asked questions concerning self-employment tax.
Usually the question I get is, what can I do? How can I structure my business? How do I need to be operating to avoid paying self-employment tax? And that's particularly a big deal for older farmers that are fully vested in the Social Security system, and so paying in really doesn't help them. So once they're paid in, then we look at structuring the operation to accomplish a couple of goals. One of those is to maximize farm program payments. Another one is to minimize tax, and particularly self-employment tax. And the vehicle that we often use to do that is some form of general partnership or a limited liability company that is treated like a partnership for tax purposes, and therefore we have a manager-managed company where we have a designated manager and we have non-managers or otherwise known as limited partners. We can have bifurcated interests in a manager-managed LLC where the distributions paid to the limited partners are not subject to self-employment tax.
McOwen discusses the avenue producers take in securing self-employment tax benefits and why the structure of an operation decides how much a farmer or rancher pays.
Well, for a farming operation, we would have the general partnership be the operating entity so that we're not limiting ourselves from a payment limitation standpoint. So if I'm a large enough operation, and depending on how I receive my subsidies, if I qualify for more than $125,000, which is the payment, the general payment limit right now, then what I can do is structure myself as a general partnership, and the limited, as well as the generals, I can get multiple payment limits if I qualify for them. And the distributions to my limited partners wouldn't be subject to self-employment tax.
He explains the first steps in obtaining self-employment tax help and what other personal goals and objectives need consideration before starting.
Well, on these issues, this is such a technical matter. They need to talk to their tax counsel, whether that's their CPA, tax preparer, whether it's their tax attorney. This is complicated stuff. This cannot be done on their own. They need to sit down and think through what their current structure is and whether that structure should be modified to provide a tax benefit consistent with farm program payment limitations if they're in the farm programs, transition planning, succession planning, overall estate planning goals and objectives.
That was K-State and Washburn Professor of Law, Roger McGowan, on one of the top ag law developments in 2023. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Selling at the Triornic Simmental's 49th annual production sale will be 125 performance-tested Simmental, Sim Angus, Angus, and Red Angus herd bull prospects, as well as 25 fall-bred heifers. Sunday, February 18th, the sale begins at 1 p.m. with a complimentary lunch beginning at 11. If you can't make it, be sure to watch and register on dvauction.com, where bidding is free. It's a great set of bulls that will no doubt add profitability to your operation. It's the 49th annual Triornic Simmental production sale, Sunday, February 18th at 1 p.m.
Love a garden that's busy with butterflies and hummingbirds? A little planning now will make sure it's a lively spot. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 7th, the 38th day of the year. Writers Charles Dickens and Laura Ingalls Wilder were both born on this day, and in 1964, the Beatles arrived in New York on their first U.S. tour. Whether you're placing seed orders for spring planting or just fighting the winter blahs by sketching out garden plans, think about a strategy for attracting butterflies and birds. Honeysuckle, lavender, and snapdragons, for example, are considered butterfly magnets. Columbine, foxglove, and petunias are known for attracting hummingbirds. And a number of plants are loved by both. Butterfly bush, bee balm, and verbena will have your garden both buzzing and humming next season. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You'll find a list of suggested plants for attracting birds and butterflies at almanac.com.
7:32 from KNDY and 48 degrees this hour. Highs warming into the 50s on surging south winds today.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Super Bowl week is upon us, and Patrick Mahomes took to the stand on opening night to speak with the media. And here's what he had to say about his experience in Super Bowl weeks.
Yeah, I think the biggest way I changed is just kind of knowing what to expect of the week. I've obviously grown as a quarterback and as a leader and as a person. But being able to have a game plan for what the Super Bowl week entails and prepare myself to not play the Super Bowl before the Super Bowl game is something that I'm hoping I can use to my advantage.
Here's what star tight end Travis Kelce had to say about the added pressure of a significant other this season.
You can't put any more pressure than I put on myself, I promise you that. It's just the heart of a competitor. But she's definitely brought a lot of new faces to the game, and it's been fun to experience that.
And here's what Chris Jones had to say about a special teammate.
George Kolaptis, he works his butt off. He's relentless, and he's going to continue to get better in this league. And he'll be a name that that'll be a Pro Bowl and an All-Pro very soon in this league.
A sweep for the Marysville Bulldogs at Brock Creek Tuesday. Marysville boys dominate the nightcap, winning 55-39, ending Rock Creek their second loss of the season. Marysville up to a 12-point first-quarter lead. They never looked back. Balanced scoring led by Willow Tock with 18 points. 8 Bulldogs scored. Marysville improving to 9-8. Rock Creek did not have a double-digit score. Rock Creek falls to 12-2 with a loss 55-39 in boys' action. Marysville girls on a last-second three win 49-46. Had the ball with just over a half minute to play. Go to Dolly Fry late. She gets her second score in the ball game for the win. 49-46 the final. Bella Rader led all scorers with 20 points. Lindsay Dressman in double figures with 13. Three Rock Creek Mustangs in double figures. Rempe at 14. Rottinghouse 11. And Rottinghouse at 10. Marysville 8-9 with a win. Rock Creek falls to 4-12. Bulldogs at Clay Setter. Back in North Central Kansas League play Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
In a state-ranked matchup between Hanover and Clifton Clyde on a Tuesday night, it was all Eagles as Clifton Clyde defeated Hanover 58-36. Clifton Clyde jumped out to a 19-6 lead at the end of one quarter and never looked back. Four players for the Eagles scored in double figures, while Garrett Martin and Tanner Bruna scored in double figures for the Wildcats, but it wasn't enough as Hanover fell 58-36. In the first game of the night in the state-ranked girls matchup, Hanover was victorious 57-44 over Clifton Clyde. Caitlin Clift pitched in 16, while Anna Juneman pitched in 15 to push the Hanover girls over top of Clifton Clyde 57-44 on a Tuesday night from Hanover. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls action. Hanover beat Clifton Clyde 57-44. Valley Heights over Lynn 47-40. Blue Valley bested Washington County 50-46. Axtell topped Pawnee City 56-28. And Centralia took St. Mary's 47-41. Marysville girls edge Rock Creek 49-46. Chapman surprised Wamega 45-33. Concordia over Abilene 49-37, and Clay Setter beat Republic County 66-41. In boys action, Clifton Clyde downs Hanover 58-36. Lynn edged Valley Heights in overtime 54-53. Blue Valley defeated Washington County 71-47. Axtell over Pawnee City 61-57. Centralia wins over St. Mary's 71-59. Marysville boys beat Rock Creek 55-39. Abilene over Concordia.